following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, Refuge Daily viewers. It's Mike Rogers here again on this Thankful Thursday, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in and letting me share just some words of encouragement about the Word of God. But first, I'd like to tell you about a couple who has impacted my life and actually many others' lives around the world just by living out God's Word. Pastor Fern and Jerry Valier. I'm going to show you a picture of them. Hopefully this comes out okay. Just a beautiful picture of a loving couple. You can see that there. That's Fern and his beautiful wife, Geraldine. And Fern, actually, Fern has gone home to be with the Lord just about, not quite 3 years ago. Pastor Fern has had a big impact on my life, as well as his wife, Jerry, continues to have a big impact on my life. And Fern was such a strong man of God, and now he's with God, and he has lived out his life and really, really was able to share the Word of God with so many. And I want to share with you a special short video that I recorded in recent conversation with Jerry, who I call Mom, and so do many others call her Mom as well. And for many years, Fern and Jerry have been spiritual mentors to just so many people. But first, let me share a couple of verses from the Word of God, and hopefully we'll encourage you as well in that. In John's Gospel, his first chapter, verse 1 actually, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And of course, we know that to be Jesus, right? In Isaiah, speaking of the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, it says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever," showing that God's word is everlasting. It's never going to disappear. It's not going to change. It's true and certainly everlasting. It's eternal, his eternal word. In Hebrews chapter 1, the writer of Hebrews in the first couple of verses says, "God, who at various times in various ways spoke in times past to fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world." All things made through him, right? And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Paul encourages us and points out that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So that's God's word for us. And there's many other verses that you can find that would encourage you of the strength of his word. So I want to share with you a brief little video that I had taken. And in this video, it start Jerry. She starts out by speaking about the time just before Fern had gone home to be with Jesus. And I respectfully wanted to share this video with you because these words of wisdom are not only a blessing, but they're true for all of us. And I'm so thankful that God has put this couple in my life and that I get to still enjoy Jerry's company as well. Geraldine, or who I call Mom. Like I said, a lot of people call her Mom and Pop, and that's been going on for many years. You know, the words of my thankfulness can't really even express how grateful I am for them. And so I'm going to just go ahead and ask Jim Brubaker, who is our video guy behind the scenes. He's our servant and disciple that does the Refuge Radio, and he can put together the video clip that I just took, and I'm going to let him take it over from here. But I want to just say that I'm going to ask the Lord to bless you and encourage you with these words as you see this from Geraldine Valier, a true woman of God. God bless you, Refuge Daily family, and be with you and be well.
How Fern passed?
I went into his room. He was bedridden at this time. He couldn't walk, but he was okay every other way. He just couldn't, needed help walking. So I brought him his coffee. And he said, I'm going to see Jesus today. He said, I'm going home. And I said, honey, nobody knows where they're going except the Lord. And he said, he told me. And I said, oh. He said, I'm going today. But he said, I'm so excited. He said, I get to see him face to face. And he closed his eyes. And those are the last words I heard from my precious husband. Mm. And he died at 11:40-something that night. And his daughters were there. And all the people that worked for us were there. They wanted to be there to say goodbye to her. Mm. It was precious. Yeah. I thank the Lord for him.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thank the Lord for you. And so if you wanted to say something to anybody, to everybody about the Lord, what would it be? What would you like to pass to anybody about the Lord?
Learn the Word of God is living, and it will help you live, and you will need it in your life. Don't just put it off. For every circumstance you have, God has an answer, and it's in the Word, I tell you.
Yeah, that's such wisdom. And he has given us his word, that's for sure. And we have it for eternity. And that's it's a great gift from him, isn't it? To be able to communicate
yes.
that. Well, you said it beautifully, Mom. I love it. I love it. That's really good. That encourages me, too, to stay in the word, for sure. For sure. I love you.
Love you. Love you, Mike Rogers.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.